We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today is income tax deadline day for the federal government, state, your local municipalities. And there are more and more scams out there. 50 million Americans wait to the last minute. So that's some of us, right? Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, president of the Better Business Bureau of Western Pennsylvania, Warren King, 33 years with the Bureau. Congrats and kudos to you, Warren.
Thanks, Larry. And it's always kind of interesting. 33 years ago, we saw the same type of scams that are out there. The difference is the technology today.
And a lot of people have high anxiety anyway about making sure that they get their taxes in, but you also have to really stay alert through the process because of you have the dirty dozen tax scams. I know there are many. What's the most prevalent? What issue do you come across that people are getting scammed on?
Yeah, one of the things the Better Business Bureau created a few years ago is a program called BBB Scam Tracker. And it's difficult to always track the scammers or the fraud, because who knows where they are. So what we do is we track the victims, and we provide that information to those regulatory agencies that can take action, like the IRS. And we see that the number one imposter scam is the IRS scam, and about 30% of the time the victims fall for that.
And how would I know that? What's the red flag? I mean, I've heard about this where people are filing income tax returns, getting legitimate, refunds, but it's on somebody else's information.
Yeah. So the number one scam that we saw were consumers receiving some type of correspondence, whether it's text, email, or by phone, saying that there's a problem with your taxes. Either, you know, there's a mistake, there's some issues about under or overpayment, or, as you mentioned, someone used your Social Security number to file taxes. Please understand that the IRS will always send taxpayers a written notification. They will not make a phone call, an email, or a text message to notify you of that. So if you do get a phone call or an email, disregard those, because that's not coming from the IRS.
Yeah, one of those scams would be somebody would call and say, there's a sheriff waiting. If you don't give us a portion of the tax you owe today, you're going to be arrested. So that wouldn't come in the form of a phone call.
No, and they are very threatening. And they use a lot of scare tactics, you know, to their potential victims. You know, they may, you know, be told that their driver's license is going to be revoked. They're going to, you know, be arrested. Their utilities are going to be shut off. And again, because it's already a stressful time, you know, people fall for this. And again, if they fall for it about 30% of the time, they estimated about $10 million a year is lost. Because of this, in Pennsylvania actually ranks 20th out of the United States with the most reported scams of all the different types of scams.
So again, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, will send you a written mailed, if there's an issue, you will receive correspondence in that way. They will not call you or send you an email. So if you get something like that claims to be from the IRS, that's incorrect, correct?
Correct. And these scammers will use fake names and IRS numbers. They generally use common names and surnames to identify themselves. They may be able to recite the last four digits of your Social Security number. You may see on your caller ID a spoofed phone number that actually is the IRS. So again, technology creates a situation where, you know, they're able to be professionals at fooling people into giving away their Social Security number, you know, providing payment. A red flag certainly would be if someone is asking you for payment by wire transfer, which would be like a MoneyGram or Western Union. They're going to ask for prepaid cards, like gift cards, or they're going to ask for cryptocurrency. All those type of forms of payments are not traceable, and that's why they're asking for them.
And the best thing is to go to the Better Business Bureaus. Now with technology, you have a lot of great information online. Warren King, great stuff. Thank you, and we'll all be glad when today's over.
Most definitely. Thanks, Larry.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.